The justices of the U.S. Supreme Court this morning debated whether the Park Service can impose its rules on rivers that flow through Alaska's national park units. The case began in 2007 when rangers in the Yukon Charley River's National Preserve told Anchorage moose hunter John Sturgeon he couldn't operate his hovercraft there. It has morphed into a debate on federal overreach, the Park Service's duty to protect rivers, and the meaning of a single sentence in ANILCA, the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports.
Sturgeon was in the chamber today to hear the complex legal arguments spawned from that encounter with park rangers more than 8 years ago.
Well, I think it was a great experience. I learned a lot. I don't quite understand all the nuances. That's what the attorneys are for. And very privileged to be here.
The justices for a while seemed stumped by a single word, solely. The context is that when Congress passed ANILCA in 1980, it created a lot of new park and preserve lands in Alaska. ANILCA says the Park Service can't treat the state and private lands that were engulfed by these new conservation units as though they are park lands too. ANILCA says non-federal lands and waters are exempt from rules that apply solely to federal land within these units. But defining the rules that don't apply is a puzzle at the heart of the Sturgeon case. Sturgeon's attorney, Matthew Findlay, argued none of the Park Service rules apply to a navigable river like where his client was because the feds don't own the river. Sturgeon lost in the lower courts. The Ninth Circuit Court ruled that non-federal areas of the park, like the river, are only exempt from Alaska-specific park rules. That court reasoned the hovercraft ban is national, so it applies. Justice Samuel Alito pressed the government attorney to disavow that reading of solely in ANILCA. "Why don't you concede that it's wrong?" Alito asked. "It's a ridiculous interpretation, is it not?" The packed chamber erupted in brief laughter. Outside the court, the attorneys involved talked to reporters.
No, I think it's a complicated case with complicated issues. I think that I was definitely pleased to see that everyone seemed to be on board that the Ninth Circuit decision has to go out the door.
John Katchen wrote a brief supporting Sturgeon on behalf of Alaska's congressional delegation. He says the court could overturn the Ninth Circuit's holding and still rule in favor of the Park Service. Or they could rule for Sturgeon. Or, Katchen says, they could send the case back down and have the Ninth Circuit try again.
I may be misreading the court, but certainly it seemed like two or three or four of them were a bit confused by the case and how they wanted to proceed.
Valerie Brown of the environmental law firm Trustees for Alaska wrote a brief backing the Park Service. She says the justices seem to be rightly focused on navigable waters, not land.
So basically, the Park Service has always managed navigable waters since its inception. And it clearly has the authority to do that because ANILCA says to the Park Service, go and manage these rivers. You have to allow motorboats and you have to allow plane landings, but you make all the other decisions. You protect the park resources. You're here to protect fish and wildlife.
John Sturgeon says he still goes on his annual moose hunt in the same area, but he takes his jet boat or a small airboat. Sturgeon says he's had no more confrontations with park rangers.
Have you run into them since, rangers?
They've kind of avoided me. So. In fact, I go on this side of the river and I see them going that side of the river.
As for the hovercraft itself, Sturgeon says it's in his yard in South Anchorage under a blue tarp.
I still got it. The engine is in the garage. And when I win, I'm going to put it back in and I'm going to go moose hunting again.
There's no telling when the court will issue its opinion, but likely before the current term ends in June. Reporting from the Supreme Court, I'm Liz Ruskin.